A lot about the anthem and the Mavericks this morning. Mark Cuban doing away with the national anthem before games. We're going to talk to the Mavs owner coming up here in 25 minutes.
Great.
Right now at 8:15 on the ticket, movie watching is a sport. And I watched a really interesting documentary the other night on HBO called Fake Famous. And it's about Instagram, Twitter, social media influencers. They focus mainly on Instagram here. And it just looked interesting to me because it was a social experiment. The producer tried to take three average Joes, run-of-the-mill human beings, and turn them into Instagram superstars, influencers, to see if he could make them famous. Famous for no other reason other than they're famous, right?
Yeah.
And they started off the documentary by showing this pink wall in Los Angeles. And it's on the side of some designer company. And it, I didn't know about this, but it is world famous. People travel from all over the world just to take a selfie in front of this pink wall. Like, they could paint a wall pink in their own hometown, but they have to go there to take this picture, and they set up a camera at this pink wall one sunny day, and it's just a constant stream of cars and people getting out and taking pictures in front of this pink wall. And early in the documentary, they show this chart. 30, 40 years ago, when you would ask kids what they want to be when they grow up, and these are kids, you know, age maybe 8 to 18,
mm-hmm.
The number one response was pro athlete, followed by doctor, followed by astronaut, followed by teacher, followed by engineer. Today, when you ask kids what they want to be when they grow up, it is far and away famous.
Sure.
That's the answer.
Just one word.
It's not pro athlete, doctor, astronaut, teacher, engineer. Today, everybody wants to grow up to be one thing, famous.
Yes. We'll figure that one out eventually. What do you mean? It's not that great being famous.
Ooh.
Not that I would know.
Acts like he knows.
Not that I would know. I'm semi-famous, but people who are truly famous, I don't think they enjoy the fame.
Yeah, and Gordo, you've had that theory too, that fame is a beat down.
Yeah.
You know, you do, a lot of times it's accompanied by the money that can soften the beat down.
Right. I think the money is the best part of it, but I think that the fame wears on you. I think fame is something that everyone thinks they want, and then they get it. And then it's fun for a little while. And then you try to use the money that you got from being famous to isolate yourself from your fame. I don't think you like being famous anymore.
Yeah, you're Tiger. You have to buy a $500 million yacht and name it Privacy.
Right.
Because you can't get any privacy on land, so you got to go out into the ocean.
Mm-hmm. It's just, I think people want to feel like they have meaning to other people, and fame is the biggest shortcut to that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A way to feel that they have meaning to other people. They want to have meaning to strangers, in other words.
Yes, and nothing has furthered that feeling than social media, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's social media has opened up avenues to fame
mm-hmm.
that people previously didn't have. You know, you don't have to be the best athlete or anything like that. And I think that I've not watched his documentary. I've read a critical piece of it that I thought had some merit on the basic arguments of that we hear people make about, hey, this is stupid, this being famous just for being famous. I always had a problem with that argument. Because if you're famous, you're famous. And if right. you're famous due to your relatability or the fact that people want to view your life or view the presentation that you give of your life, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, I agree. So this experiment was really interesting because he put an ad somewhere that said, do you want to be famous? Show up here and on this date at this time. 4,000 people showed up.
Yes.
In Los Angeles. And the ad basically just said, would you like to be famous? And it's all in the younger demographic. There were a couple of older people, but for the most part, it's all, you know, 18 to 28, somewhere in there. And so they had about six people on this panel helping the producer pick the three people out of the 4,000 people to be a part of his social experiment. And they would ask, well, why do you want to do this? Why do you want to be famous? And just about everybody said, because the lifestyle looks great of all the influencers I follow. They're getting all this free stuff and all these free trips, and I want that kick-ass lifestyle.
Sure.
A lot of them believe they can make a lot of money by being famous on social media. And a lot of them said, because I think I should be famous, because people are going to dig my personality. I've got a lot to offer the world.
Yes, there you go.
So they eventually get it down to three people. They pick two guys. One, I can't remember the two guys' names specifically.
Chris and one of his name was Chris, I thought.
One of his name was Chris. I think that was the gay
Jackson,
the gay guy from Atlanta.
Happened to be.
The other one, yeah, whatever his name was, Jackson. And then the third one, the one they focused on the most, was the one female pick, Dominique. And they all had interesting personalities, interesting looks, whatever. But nothing extraordinary about any of them. And I guess that's, in a way, why they chose these three, because they just wanted three pretty average people to see if they could turn them into superstars. They had nothing outstanding about them. They were all, they seemed like nice people and, you know, not bad-looking people, but here we go. So the first thing they do is create an Instagram account for all three of them. And then they start taking pictures. And they're in a backyard, and they pull out a lounge chair and they hand Dominique a cocktail and they take this picture of her in a swimsuit in a lounge chair, and then they tag it Four Seasons Beverly Hills. They're really in the guy, the producer's backyard somewhere in some LA suburb. They're not, but you can fake it. And his point was, all these people that we follow on Instagram, you have no idea how fake some of these posts are. So this is one trick that I learned on this documentary. They went to make it look like she was flying, or any of these other guys were flying on a private jet or flying on a commercial flight to Bali or something like that. They went to a Home Depot and bought a toilet seat.
Oh, yeah.
They held the toilet seat in front of a screen, a TV screen that was just either showing clouds or something in the background. And the shape of the toilet seat is the shape of an airplane window. And so they would have Dominique stand in front of the toilet seat, which was in front of a screen, a TV screen showing clouds in the background. And they took pictures and it looked just like she was on a plane. And they posted that she was on a plane going to Hawaii, the Four Seasons, Honolulu.
Wow.
To take it another step, in Los Angeles, for, I think it was $450 an hour, you can rent in some guy's garage. He has a private jet
set.
He has three or four luxury seats, a table with some chips and cocktails on it, and these windows. And then outside the window, it's just kind of bright. So it just looks like the sky. And they say that this set is booked 24/7.
That's awesome.
For people trying to post on social media, lying basically that they're flying to New York, they're flying to Hawaii, they're flying to Cabo, whatever it is, he had a hard time booking it.
Yeah, don't show that you're in first class. Show that you have a private jet. You're really rolling.
Right. Now, if you want to do the first class thing, you can just do the toilet seat thing.
Yeah.
That's $40 or something at Home Depot and stand in front of your TV. But if you
just tuned in and I'm having a hard time with that sentence.
We're talking about the documentary on HBO, Fake Famous, and how people get famous on Instagram.
If you want to do first class, you can just do the toilet seat thing.
And how they fake so much of this. So they got a little kiddie pool in the backyard and they filled it with rose pellets. And
petals,
sorry. And they had Dominique lay down, but, you know, her body is on the grass. It's just a little kiddie pool, so only her head is in the pool with the rose petals around it. And then they took a close-up picture and said that they were at some famous spa in Beverly Hills. You know, they had cucumbers over her eyes, and she's in this...
That's all you need.
What appeared to be a rose petal bath, but she was really in the backyard. They got one of the guys to stand next to a tree in the backyard, took a picture, posted it on his account, and said that he was in the Redwood Forest, hiking in a national park. But he was really in a backyard, and in the very background, you could see a fence post, a metal fence post. But nobody noticed. So they do all of these fake settings and whatnot, but they need followers, right? These are three anonymous people that don't have followers. So the producer of Fake Famous, this documentary, started buying followers for his three experiments. He bought 7,500 followers on Instagram for each of them for $150.
Dang.
Well, how do you start doing that?
Now, there's a catch here. He ran into a lot of scams. He said he got scammed by some teenager in Israel who was charging him for followers but never
delivered
the followers but did take his money. So he had to work his way through some scams. Plus, when you buy these followers, you have to be very careful because Instagram has an algorithm. And if there's a mysterious spike in followers, like if someone has 30 followers and suddenly overnight they've got 7,500 followers, Instagram will shut down your account.
Oh.
So you then have to buy another program that very slowly introduces the followers.
Yes.
So it's a really dangerous rabbit hole to go down. Now, he was doing a movie, so he was willing to, you know, he had the budget to experiment, to run into scams, to buy all these other programs. But you can buy them. And they're fake followers. They're bots. But that also leads to another problem. The kid from Atlanta, he had a troll on his account that was calling him out, that was saying, hey, you had a mysterious rise in followers. You got it. You bought a bunch of fake followers, didn't you? And it really affected this kid.
Mm.
And so he ended up bailing out of this experiment for a few weeks, and he put his account on private. And he said he was so embarrassed that someone called him out for having fake followers. So he only agreed to start back into the experiment by getting the producer to not only get the fake followers for him, but he needed fake likes and fake comments because the troll was calling him out, hey, you got all these followers, but nobody ever comments. So the producer had to find another company, and they're out there, but you got to fight your way through the scams, that will produce bot comments and bot likes. And all the bot comments are really generic. Like sleek dude or thumbs up emoji, you know, they're just all generic. Yeah. But that got him back in because he felt like it looked less fake. The third guy tapped out, basically. And I admired this guy. He got into it. He was taking some, you know, shots at a CrossFit place that was a really spare CrossFit place, but they would label it CrossFit Beverly Hills, you know, to make it look like he was getting on. And he, after a few weeks, he went to the producer and he said, I can't do this. This is fake. He says, I want people to follow me for me. I want them to like me and what I have to say, or, you know, a real picture that I'm posting. He says, this whole thing, it makes me feel cheap and dirty, and I've got all these fake followers, and yeah, I'm starting to get some attention, but it's for the wrong reason. He said, I'm out. And the producer said, okay. He said, I really admire your stance. I mean, I can make you famous, but the guy said, I don't want that kind of fame. And I thought that was pretty cool for a guy who answered the ad, want to be famous, but the whole time through, he said, I only want to be famous if people like me. I don't want fake bots following me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He actually had a soul.
Okay, but isn't this what a lot of people do in the real world? Dress up resumes or post pictures that are a little bit misleading as to how great their life is going or how they cook the books on their business, maybe within legally, but they, you know, goose
sure.
numbers here and there in ways. I mean, everyone's always trying sure. to kickstart their business or their career.
Get into debt just to drive that certain car or
you
got to
have the suit before you get the job that can pay for the suit.
Right.
Yes, and I think that drives, I don't know about most, but maybe most Facebook and Instagram posts, especially on Facebook, and that's been a complaint of Facebook for a long time, is everybody posts something to make it look like they're doing a lot better or are a lot happier than they really are, which creates the domino effect of you reading that, feeling bad about your life, so then you
that's
have
why,
to
yeah,
post.
That's why you're doing it, is because other people are doing it. You
yes.
feel bad about your life, so you're trying to dress your life up to compare it to the people who've already dressed their life up that you're consuming.
And it leaves everyone feeling like they're full of despair because they can't keep up with everybody.
Yeah, because of the gap between what you see or what you publish and then what you live.
I'm so glad we didn't have to deal with this when we were teenagers. Just that additional pressure. And a lot of these, you know, TikTok stars, they start gaining popularity when they're like 13 and 14.
Yeah,
what's the long game for them when all of a sudden their followers, real or fake, do drop off?
Well, the thing is that, and I think this documentary took a really critical stance on these influencers, but I see it as a legit career. I don't understand why we're carving that out as being something that's a fake career. When someone can make a living doing this, publishing content that people are wanting to consume.
Sure.
And I think like that guy is saying that these people are famous for just being famous, or he's trying to get them famous for just being famous. But didn't that Dominique, I think she ended up having kind of a relatable personality. I mean, it wasn't like she didn't have any skill.
This goes
to that same thing like we argue about Ryan Seacrest. I can sit there and say, Ryan Seacrest, he doesn't do anything. He can't dunk a ball. He can't do this and everything. He just goes on there and you guys make the point of, but he's a host. He's likable. He gets you in and out. He's efficient.
Yeah.
You like it. He runs it along. He moves along nicely. So that's worth something.
Yeah.
That's worth something in a TV newscaster. If they're reading off a teleprompter, but they do it in a way that people like watching.
That's right.
So that makes them valuable.
Or, you know what we always argued? You always claim that the winner of American Idol was a fake celebrity. But we always would argue, but they won a very popular TV show contest. They had something.
Yeah. And if people want to buy their albums because they've seen them on a TV show and they won and got an album contract, then that's legit. They just didn't do it in the same way that someone else did about going up through the system.
Dominique was the one of the three that the experiment worked with. She got really famous. Now, he bought a lot of followers for her. Like, I think she's today got about 350,000 followers, and he bought half of them. But once she started getting a lot of followers and comments and all of this, then companies started to notice. And in the beginning, once or twice, she would tag a company. She would be wearing their shoes and tag them, and they would reach out to her. Hey, you want a free pair of shoes? But then all the companies started finding her, and they just started sending her stuff. And every day she would get packages delivered to her apartment. Hey, it's perfume, it's jewelry, it's whatever. And it worked. He made her famous. And yes, she did post a couple of videos that were kind of charming and painted her in a really sweet light. And she was a, you know, cute girl, and she had a good personality. So it kind of snowballed from there. But in the end, she also felt despair because COVID hit and she was trapped at home and everybody was trapped at home. And she started seeing all the stories of people dying and people losing their jobs. And then she felt really guilty for being a fake celebrity. And so she had a lot of misgivings at the end of it, too.
Yeah, there's a weird deal with those influencers because they have a lifestyle. It's like the reason they have that lifestyle is because they have that job, and the reason they have that job is to get that lifestyle. So they're sent to resorts. They're not paying for the resort. The resort hires them to come and see the resort, and so they don't actually have that. It's meta. So they don't actually have that lifestyle, yet they live that lifestyle, therefore they do have it.
Yes.
It's very strange.
Very. They also point out that most of the really, really popular people that you see on social media, for example, I think they use Kim Kardashian. She has 200 million followers on Instagram. They estimate 60% of those followers are bots.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that still means she has 80 million real followers, and so she's She makes something crazy, $350,000 every time she mentions a company.
Wow.
Something like that. And
can
she
you imagine that?